The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts or guests alone and not those of WGXC and Wave Farm.
Hello, world. This is Bill Lawrence, and you're listening to the World According to Lawrence program right here on WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial. We do appreciate the fact that you're listening, and we are happy to be here on this cold December day. It's Tuesday, December 17th. Only 8 more days to buy Christmas presents, so make sure you get out there and get that work done. As a matter of fact, we are here today. It's our Christmas Christmas show. We're going to spend the time talking about Christmas, playing some Christmas music. You're probably sick of that if you've been to the malls. You've heard it all the time you've been in the mall. However, I just wanted to give you some facts about myself. I'm William Lawrence. I live in Cairo, New York. I'm a Greene County legislator, and I've been a Greene County legislator for just under 30 years. And just to make sure that you know that whatever opinions I express are not the opinions of WGXC, the host station right here in Hudson or Acra in Catskill. They've been very good to me, and I have to give them some credit for putting me on the air and let me do my thing. But today we're going to be more mellow and talk about Christmas in general. Christmas past for me, because I've had more Christmas occasions in the past than I will have in the future, and I thought I'd talk about those while I can. And next to me is my good friend, Deborah Kamica. She is a Cairo Public Librarian, and she's here today to help me out. She also has been celebrating Christmas, and we thought this year we'd celebrate Christmas together right here on the show for 1 hour from 10 to 11 o'clock on Tuesday, December 17th. And Deb, how are you doing?
Very well. Thanks, Bill.
And Deb, of course, we had a very, very snowy weekend. For those of you that live in Greene County, we had a lot of snow over the weekend, Saturday into Sunday, and more than 12 inches at my house. Of course, I go out to use my snow blower, and I get about half of it done, and the shear bolts break, and I have to go replace them. There's nothing nice about snow sometimes, and although it looks pretty, it's pretty hard to get rid of it in my house. The driveway I got is a long, hilly driveway, so I have to get it done, or I'll never get out of there. I'll never get to the show here. So we're glad to see that the snow is done, at least for a few days anyway, and I thought to remind everybody of the great snow event that we had on Sunday, 12 inches of snow or more. Here's a little reminder of what we were looking for anyway.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Christmas days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Okay, that was Tony Bennett, and of course that was the song I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. I'm sure you're not. I'm sure your white Christmas is already here, and you're probably still going to have to shovel out a couple more times this winter before Christmas season is over. In any case, I wanted to tell you a story about one time I was stuck in a very, very big snowstorm. It had to be 1968, 69. I was dating my wife at the time, and I lived in a place called Bradley, New York, if you ever heard of that. It's next to Liberty, New York. And she lived in a place called Parksville, which was about 15 miles, 20 miles away. And I got home from college. It was a Christmas vacation that started. And I thought I'd get home. I had purchased all the presents for everybody, especially for her, of course. I got home. I dropped off the presents at my house. I said, "See you, Mom. I'll be back later." I got my 54 Chevy. Now, if you know what a 54 Chevy looks like or how it acts, it's a tank of a car. It can go anywhere. And I decided to go out and see my girlfriend. My wife, my mother says, "Don't go because it's snowing out pretty hard." I said, "We can get through that. It's not going to last too long." I think that particular storm we had, like 15 inches of snow. In any case, I get to the thruway or the bypass, and it's really blinding snow. You can't see anything. So I get behind a snow plow, and they get there, of course, going straight ahead, real easy for them. So I stay right behind them, not knowing that the roads up ahead are not plowed at all. They're doing it for the first time. And then when I get to the Parksville exit, I get off, and of course those roads have not been plowed. So I take my tank of a car, my 54 Chevy, and I plow through as much as I can of the unplowed road that she lived on, called Anderson Road. And I went for about, you know, maybe 100 yards where my car would just not move anymore. The snow was so deep at that point. So I pulled into a driveway of somebody's house. I don't even know who lived there. And I got out of the car, left all the presents in the car, and I waited by the side of it, just hoping that somebody would come along, give me a ride. And guess who comes along? The snowplow. The snowplow comes along. They see me standing by my car, which was covered up to up to the windows almost with snow at that point, because the drifting that had taken place was blowing wind. It was really a blinding snowstorm. And they said, "Well, we need a ride." I said, "Yeah, I need a ride to the end of Anderson Road." They said, "Well, get up in the snowplow." I said, "Where?" They said, "In the back with the sand." And that's exactly where I climbed up onto, the back of the snowplow where the sand was being dispensed for the roads. And they drove me about 2 miles an hour, the slowest darn ride I've ever taken in a snowplow, freezing, cold. And they get to my girlfriend's house. They let me off. I thank them, of course. I get to the front door. And when my girlfriend opened the door, when Peggy, my wife, opened the door, she saw me as a snowman, because I was covered with snow and sand. And she wanted to know what the heck I was doing coming to her house in that particular appearance. And I told her the story, and she couldn't believe it. I was frozen. I had to take a hot shower, get my feet unfrozen. I'm lucky I didn't get frostbite. But that is what those are the trials and tribulations of love, my friends. So if you have a love that you express for your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and you would go to any lengths to make sure that you show them that, this is my example. And whenever she gets mad at me, I always remind her of it, because I was really sacrificing not only my car, my time. I didn't know if my presents were safe, because I had to walk back to my car the next day to find out that it was still under snow. I had to dig it out, back it out, get back to her house with the presents, and unload them. It was one of the longest Christmas days I've ever spent, but it was well worth it in the end. How about you, Deb? Anything like that happened to you with a snowstorm?
Actually, I had an interesting, my first airplane ride. So I was maybe 18, and I had driven with some friends to Florida and get some sunshine and warm up. It was probably just after the Christmas holiday. We were on Christmas break, and when I left Florida, Fort Lauderdale, I think, and I got up to the ticket taker, and he said, well, he said, you're going to New York City? And I said, yes. And his exact words to me were, well, you're never going to make it. And me, having never flown before, wasn't quite sure what he meant by that. And he must have seen the look on my face, because he said, you know, they're having a major snowstorm in New York. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, got on the plane, and we ran into major problems at the airport. We had to circle around a number of times. They finally brought us in. We were the last airplane to land in Kennedy that evening. And we get off the plane, and I go into the, you know, the airport, and it's deserted. There's almost nobody there. And I had $2 in my pocket.
Of course, yeah.
And I had a cold, and, you know, wasn't having a real good time. And started to notice that wherever I walked, there was this young guy who was following me. And so they used to have these little, like they were like desks, and they had like little televisions, and you could put money into them, and you could watch television.
Right.
So I did that, you know, I put a quarter in, and then I wandered someplace else, and then I went into the ladies' room, and I came out, and then they were transferring us to another part of the airport, and so I got on the shuttle bus, and he followed me, and, you know, he was every place I went, there he was. So he got on the shuttle bus.
And it wasn't Santa Claus, right?
No.
No, okay.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, so we get off the shuttle, and at this point, I'm tired, I'm hungry. You know, I don't have enough money to buy food. I'm stuck in New York City. It's a major snowstorm, you know, and they have no idea. They were going to try to fly us up to Albany, and then they decided a bus, and then everything got canceled. And so, you know, I finally turn around, and I say to this guy, why are you following me, you know? And he looked at me, and he said, well, the ticket taker back in Fort Lauderdale asked me to keep an eye on you since you have never flown before.
Oh, is that nice?
So he actually was doing a good thing.
Yeah.
But he followed me for a good hour and a half and never said a word to me, never said hello, how you doing, anything I can do to help you. He just followed me around, and I guess wouldn't have said anything if I hadn't confronted him with, you know, what had been going on.
You know, because in today's world, today you probably would have pepper sprayed him, right?
Poor guy. I don't think pepper spray is allowed on the plane.
Oh, I was going to say.
Probably would have been confiscated, but... So it turned out he was a nice young guy who was just trying
worried
to do something
you.
Nice, and he followed that guy's, you know, request to the letter, you know, wherever I went he went, and he kept an eye on me.
Yeah,
know?
Today the TSA agents wouldn't care where you were going, so they probably wouldn't know if you were alone or not. Yeah. But that is the Christmas spirit. I think this particular time of year, whether it's a snowstorm or the fact that you're out shopping. We all have our stories to tell, and I'm sure at the Christmas table, just like at Thanksgiving, we sort of repeat those stories over and over again because we want to make sure they're passed on from generation to generation. And Deb's case, or my case, it had to do with travel or trying to get somewhere that you hadn't been before. Fort Lauderdale, the sun was out, right? You didn't even know it was snowing in New York.
Well, it was beautiful, and you know, I wasn't paying too much attention to what was going on in New York City or upstate New York. And, you know, there weren't cell phones at that time. So
right.
We weren't quite as linked in to...
Yeah, that's what my grandkids say. I told them the story about my being stranded with the car. They said, well, why don't you use your cell phone and call grandma? I said, I didn't have a cell phone at that time. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even get to a pay phone, much less try to get a hold of her at her house days.
And I'm almost thinking that the friends I was staying with, maybe they didn't even have a house phone because we were all poor students, you know. So a phone of any kind was a luxury.
That is that's the difference between then and today, because today every kid has a cell phone and they can get a hold of anybody they want almost at any time. All right, the other part about this particular Christmas season, of course, is going out and buying gifts. And I thought our next song would be the probably the most famous gift-buying song that there is. It's called The 12 Days of Christmas. I want you to take a listen to it. I'm sure you're very familiar with it. But after that, we're going to just go over some of the items that are on that list. If you had ever in mind, I'm sure we've all had thoughts about purchasing our boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, or spouse a 12 Days of Christmas items. And if you were thinking of doing that, let me tell you how much that's going to cost you. Okay, listen to this. Just one moment.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 60 sleighing, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming, 60 sleighing, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, 60 sleighing, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, 60 sleighing, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming,
11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, that was the 12 Days of Christmas, sung by Burl Ives. I'm sure you recognize that voice, or if you're in my age category, you might. But 12 Days of Christmas, of course, that was a lot more than 12 presents. It was done over 12 days, and each day repeated the previous day's gifts. So you're going to find that by the end of 12 days, you had more than enough gifts in your household. However, Debbie's a little quiz for you, a little contest. What do you think the most expensive part of that list was? Which of those days was the most expensive? 5 golden rings would be pretty expensive, right, you think?
Well, but each day you get the previous gifts plus the gifts of the day.
Right, just at one at a time.
One at a time?
Yeah, so
I don't
all
know.
12 different gifts.
What about the lords are leaping? You know, I mean,
lords
what
are leaping.
What do they get paid?
Yeah.
I don't know what the
I don't know if you could find any lords in... Greene County or in the United States of America. I'm sure you could make it up.
But if we were to import them, to right, come, import then I would think we have to pay plane fare.
Plane fare.
And put them up,
put
in,
them
a
up
hotel
in a motel.
And provide them with the space to do their leaping.
And then they have to do it, 10 times?
Right.
No, well, 3 times,
whoa,
actually. Right? And according to the list I've got here from PNC Wealth Management, the 10 Lords Leaping per performance costs $5,243.
Wow.
That's pretty expensive, but there's something more expensive than that, believe it or not.
Were there some ladies dancing?
You got it. The 9 ladies dancing, because they have to do that 4 times, of course. But each performance for those 9 ladies dancing is $7,553. That is quite the take for dancing for, well, it doesn't say how long. I assume it's less than an hour. But the 5 gold rings was only $750. That's pretty cheap.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably 24-karat gold or 12-karat gold. The cheapest one is the partridge. The partridge only costs $15. Of course, I don't know where you get them from.
Yeah.
Maybe a partridge store. I don't think Kohl's has them. But you can buy a partridge for $15 and so on and so forth. So over the 12 days, according to Wealth Management here, the cost of those items, if you wanted to do it for your girlfriend or boyfriend over the 12 days, would come to a total of $114,651.
Wow.
If you do it online, it's $173,000. So online, I guess there's shipping and handling included with that one. I'm not sure. But that's it comes out to 364 items over 12 days.
Whoa.
A very, very expensive proposition. And, of course, you could do yours on a much simpler scale. So if you want to do the 12 days of Christmas for your best friend or your wife or your spouse, you can do it in different ways. You know, the first day you can give them a partridge, sure. On the 12th day, I'd give them something a lot cheaper, maybe like a Christmas card, 12 of them. And then so on and so forth. What's the most expensive gift you ever got, Deb? I never got Lords of Leaping or Ladies Dancing, but I've got some nice gifts.
I'd have to give some thought to that off the top of my head. I'm not drawing a blank. Most expensive.
Well, what's your favorite gift you ever got?
Well, that's easy. My favorite gift was when I was, I think, 9 or 10, and I got what used to be called a record player.
A record player? What the heck is that?
And some records, primarily the Beatles. And my grandmother gave me the Beatles album, first Beatles album, and my parents gave me the record player. And
wow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
One of my favorite gifts was, I was about, I guess, 7 years old. My father was a policeman. He went out on patrol almost every day, it seemed. And for Christmas, they gave me this little miniature police car. It wasn't miniature, so it was pretty good. It was about 1.5 feet long. He had all, the top came off. He had the guns, the phone, the backpacks, everything inside. I would play with that thing for hours on end by myself in my room. And it was one of the best Christmas presents I ever got. I don't know why to this day. I think it's because it reminded me of him. I'm sure that's what I'm thinking of right now in any case. But over the years, and I've had a number of them, the Christmas gifts have all been kind of unusual. And, of course, it's very hard for people to get one by me, to find something that I want that I don't know they're going to get me. And I think the part about Christmas that I enjoy the most is trying to keep those secrets from everybody. It's very hard to do. And you find the same thing true?
Yeah, well, the surprise element to me is part of the fun. And, you know, I know it's real easy these days to buy a gift card, you know, and then let people get what they want. And there's something to be said about that, but it kind of takes away from the surprise of a gift Christmas morning, something under the tree that you weren't expecting.
And I know when my kids were younger, when my son was younger, it was easy to buy him stuff and to get him stuff that he was really excited about on Christmas. And then my grandkids, when my son got older, he didn't have the same excitement they used to have. My grandkids started to take his place in terms of excitement. And then, of course, now they're older, and they don't find it as thrilling as they used to. So it's kind of hard for me to find that particular magic that I used to have when the kids were younger. And maybe that's part of growing old. You have to adjust your excitement level to the people that you're around as well. In any case, okay, Our next song is one of my favorite songs. It comes from, I heard it first in a movie called Love Actually. It's a movie being played probably on the TV right now somewhere. But it's a very good song, and I think you'll enjoy it. Here we go.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Christmas as you, of course, and I get to ask this question almost all the time. What do you want for Christmas, Bill Lawrence? And I have to make up a list of stuff because at this age, at my age, I can get most anything I want myself anyway. But I stopped asking for clothes because their taste in clothes and mine are quite different. So I've asked for things that I can use either around the house. For example, a snow shovel was one of my favorite gifts a few years ago. And of course, gloves is always handy. Scratch-off tickets, I love those too. And, of course, cards, gift cards for me are fine because when I do go out shopping once every 6 months, I like to use those cards. I don't have to use any cash. But getting things for my grandchildren, my son and my wife, that's always a much tougher proposition because I can never figure out exactly what they want because they're so much more technologically inclined than I am. And, I mean, I'm still using a PC, and they're using these tablets and Android phones, and I just can't keep up with that stuff. I have a phone that I just can barely text on, much less look up on the internet for. But that particular song, All I Want for Christmas, is sung by a group, and we're going to, Deb and I thought we'd give a little contest here. A little Christmas gift will be in the mail for you if you can identify the singers of that particular song, and the next one too. They're going to be doing the next song as well. And if you want to, just send me an email at wblawrence65@gmail.com. wblawrence65@gmail.com. Just give me the name of the group that sang that song, and we'll sing the next one as well. And it's a girls group. I'll give you a hint. It's a girls group, a trio. And if you get the right name, we'll send you a little Christmas gift in the mail. Make sure I get your name and address as well, okay? wblawrence65@gmail.com. Hey, Deb, what do you want for Christmas? Anything special this year?
Well, I don't have my Christmas list made up yet. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I wasn't expecting you to ask what I want for Christmas. I have to give that some thought.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but this is going to be kind of random, but I did forget earlier to disclose the fact that I am on the WGXC Advisory Council, so I just want to
Wants a good working relationship with the WGXC Advisory Council. Okay, that's a nice gift. It's a very, world peace, of course. You could have said world peace, right? You could have said a good health plan, maybe, or more money for the library or something.
I think really a vacation would be pretty good.
A vacation away from the show. Yeah, okay, I got you.
Right. No, just a vacation just someplace for several weeks, so, away. Someplace away for several weeks.
All right, someplace away from the snow, right? Yes. As a matter of fact, my favorite type of vacation is my wife and I love cruises. We go on cruises, and I think we took one during the winter. That was probably in February, and it's very nice to get away from the weather. Of course, when you come back to it, it's kind of depressing, so it you pay back in spades there. All right, here's that same group. They sang All I Want for Christmas, and that was done by this group. And if you can name this group, if you know who this is, it's something that we will appreciate. If you can send me an email to wblawrence65@gmail.com. We'll send you a little Christmas gift in the mail. Here they are again. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not here anymore. Let me try that again. Hold on, please.
All right.
I guess we're a little bit, forget that group for a minute. They will try to get them back, but if we don't, let's try to listen to this song instead. This is Johnny Mathis.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering the simple phrase, two kids from 1 to 92,
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways,
Okay, that was Johnny Mathis singing the Christmas song. It's called, but, you know, Chestnuts Roasting Over an Open Fire. We found out what was the problem with our girl singers there. They were just started out, then they got cut off. Well, they wanted $7,000 to play, so I had to dig up that cash for them first. So here they are back again singing the song. Remember, if you can name this group, send us an email, wblawrence65@gmail.com. And we'll send a little Christmas gift. Here they are. Let's try them again.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. Baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, there's one thing I really do need, the deed baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought from Tiffany's. I really do believe in you, so let's see if you believe. Santa baby, fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa baby. So hurry down the
Okay, that was, we can't tell you because if you know, please send me an email and we will send you a little Christmas gift for being so smart. However, it's a trio. It's three girls and three women, I should say. And they have a very nice voice. And of course, a good selection of songs as well. So give us your opinion as to who you think it is. And no harm, no foul, right? Santa Claus, of course, is a big man on campus these days. And he's somebody that's going to be coming down the chimney. One of the fables about Santa Claus. He comes down chimneys. He gives everybody gifts. He can travel around the world in 24 hours. It's an incredible feat, of course, not matched by anybody that I know of today. And the spirit of Santa Claus is probably more realistic. And I've been very fortunate in my life to have had people that, in one way or another, reminded me of Santa because they've done things for me that I never expected they would do. And when I needed it the most, I got that helping hand. And I think that's the spirit we're looking for this December is your ability to appreciate the kindness in others and maybe pay that back a little bit with a gift, whether it's something you can bake for them or something you can hand them or something that you can tell them, do it this Christmas because believe it or not, those kind of occasions are rare and hard to find for most people. So a little appreciation goes a long way. But Deb, Santa Claus, was he big in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Well, right. I believe.
Yeah, he believed. I think I was pretty pretty much of a older kid when I found out that maybe that my parents were doing more of the work than he was. However, in terms of believing in the spirit, I still to this day believe that things happen because people go out of their way to make sure that they do. All right, here we have our next little song is the fact that coming in about 8 days, Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town, sung by the gang at Disney. Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, and Pluto. Oh, man, they were driving me crazy here. But he is coming to town, for those of you listening, and he'll be here in about 8 days. So make sure you're prepared for the particular visit to your house or your home. And we'll find out if indeed you've been a good boy or a good girl for the last year or so. In any case, we're going to continue on with our little music medley here, and our next little song is, for those of you that are not quite in the Christmas spirit, maybe this is more to your liking.
Ooh, it's cold, there's a...
That's not the one I wanted.
Hey, what's wrong with Beach Boys?
That's not the one I wanted. Here's the one I want right here. For those of you that are quite the opposite feelings than I am today about Christmas...
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
All right, that was Mr. Grinch. And I think sometimes we all feel like a Grinch this time of year because the pressure of getting the decorations up, buying gifts, getting the food ready, talking to people, sending out cards can be overwhelming at times. However, you got to look at the long view here, the big picture of is the fact that Christmas is a time for being thankful, along with Thanksgiving, being thankful for what you've got and for the people that are in your lives. So we're going to play that just for those of you that are feeling kind of grinchy at this time. Maybe money's the problem. Maybe the fact you haven't got enough time of the day, which is what I find my biggest problem is, not finding enough time to do everything I want to do for Christmas season. And I know, Deb, have you ever felt like a Grinch?
Yeah, I kind of feel that way this season because I didn't put up my Christmas tree and now...